What do Louisiana and Western Pennsylvania have in common? An industry that, for better or worse, inspires art. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapel. Petrochemical America, from Cancer Alley to Toxic Valley, is a new exhibit in Pittsburgh that takes a closer look at the petrochemical industry, which turns natural gas into the building blocks of plastic.
Cancer Alley is a stretch of the Mississippi River between Baton Rouge and New Orleans that is home to 150 different petrochemical plants and processing units. The cancer rates in this area are higher than almost anywhere else in the U.S. There is a lot of research there that draws on the relationship between these plants and the health impacts seen by people living there.
Sophie Rydell is the curator, and I caught up with her in the gallery as the show was still being put together. She says the pieces here represent the relationship between the industry in Louisiana's Gulf Coast and the ethane cracker that Royal Dutch Shell is building in Beaver County along the Ohio River.
That's where the Toxic Valley comes in. We're either in or will be in a Toxic Valley?
Yeah, I would hope not, but it looks like we're going down that path, and this is kind of a warning call.
A report that came out earlier this year estimated that Pennsylvania could support several more petrochemical plants, in addition to the one that Shell already has planned. That's what Rydell's afraid of. She points out the region already suffers from some of the dirtiest air in the country.
We're adding on layers of risk here.
We look at a piece called From the Earth to the Sky. Rydell says it's an ecological atlas by landscape architect Kate Orff. It's thumbtacked to the gallery wall and depicts a parade of ghostly figures in earthy tones, from Tyrannosaurus to modern humans.
It shows a geological timeline from prehistoric dinosaurs pressing down on layers of algae and creating this deep sediment layer that built it up into what we now call fossil fuels. And this map runs through that timeline and shows that, you know, we have this stark contrast with the age of oil, the period that we're in now, where the logic of Earth is kind of shattered and it just breaks off.
There's kind of a divide on the landscape, and then they look like thousands of little needles. What do those represent?
Disruptions to this logic of how the Earth maintains itself and how it evolves. Those are representative of deep water drilling, seafloor pipelines, and offshore drilling that's very common in the Gulf of Louisiana.
This piece and others by Orff are in conversation throughout the exhibit, with photographs of the people and places impacted by Marcellus shale gas development in our region.
Why are you doing this exhibit now?
This exhibit is a timely response to the way that we've developed the natural gas infrastructure in our state. We're setting down in stone a supposedly transitional bridge fuel into this manufacturing system. This is a big move that I don't think all of us realize is going on, and the hope of this exhibit is to broaden the public discourse on the relationship between unconventional natural gas drilling and the downstream derivatives of plastics manufacturing and petrochemical developments.
Sophie Rydell is the curator of Petrochemical America, from Cancer Alley to Toxic Valley, which is now up at Space, a gallery in downtown Pittsburgh. The multimedia exhibit moves to Beaver County in mid-October. There's more, including a peek at some of the pieces, at AlleghenyFront.org. That's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Carol Holsapple.